All right, guys, so we're starting into 2 Corinthians, and I thought that would be the natural place to go after we just finished 1 Corinthians. And so I hope everybody got a study sheet. So what we're going to do today is we're just going to go through some introductory material. Now, some of it we have talked about before. I kind of like to do this with every letter, is just kind of refresh our memory, because when you read a letter, it's a little bit different than when you read a gospel, okay, or a historical book from the Old Testament. So let's kind of go through this together. We'll give you some opportunity to express yourself as well, okay? So let's talk about the nature, first of all, of New Testament epistles or letters, okay? The nature of New Testament epistles or letters. Sometimes people have a hard time understanding the letters. And if you understand their nature, it'll be a little bit easier. So, first of all, the New Testament is made up of four types of books. So when you look at the New Testament, you look at the Gospels, Acts, and you've got Paul's 12 letters, you have Hebrews, you have 1st and 2nd Peter, Jude, 1st, 2nd, 3rd John, you know, the book of Revelation. You've got various types of books there, and they fall into four categories. So I want you to wear it. Now, each category, I want you to understand, is to be interpreted in a different way. So the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, the historical book, which is Acts, it's a history, the apocalyptic, which is the book of Revelation, and then the final group is the epistles, okay? The epistles are simply just a nice word of saying a letter, okay? A letter. Or today, in our technical age, an email, okay? An email, all right? Each book varies in its purpose and structure. So especially when we get into the epistles,